What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Anything Better podcast, NFL edition for going into, wow, man, week number 14. It's flying by. Yeah, man, look, I'm happy I had a good week last week. I don't know, Bill, I don't know how Bill did. We didn't talk about it, but I know that I went 3-1.
I said I got killed.
Did you?
Don't you remember my text messages?
I know you won the one game.
You said, how did you do? I said, I got killed.
Oh, well.
I went 1-3 again.
Oh, okay. Well, I went 3-1. I'm finally over this hump, but only by a game and a half. So we got to keep our guard up.
Yeah, but Paul, you were in such a fucking hole.
I was down 8.
You were down 8 games and you've come storming back.
Hey, that's what happens when you lay off the Packers, okay? The Packers are responsible.
I know, you were like stubborn with those guys, man.
I thought he was going to turn it around. But so, Andrew, what is that? I was 23-24-1. What am I now? Now I'm
26-25-1. You went 3-1.
All right.
And Bill's 23-25-4.
So he's 500.
Ish.
There's
yeah.
No way I'm 500. I went 1-3 the past 2 weeks, man. I'm like fucking 2-6.
Dude, 20, you got
dude, no 22, dude, 26-4. So that's.
Oh, 22. Oh, so he's down 2 games. 24-6. Dude, who ties 4 times? I've never seen anything like.
Well, that's not me. That's the bookie. I just keep picking games where they pick the perfect number. I mean, in Vegas, I would have lost.
Well, Bill, I noticed
a little more forgiving here.
I noticed a little trend here. Some teams have what do they call it? Stabilized, fixed the tides, turn the whatever it is. You know, I'm bad
right
at those.
Right in the ship.
Right in the ship.
Change the rudder.
Bill's bad with names and I'm bad with sayings. Some of these teams have righted the ship and wait, this is actually week number 14. So Bill has first pick this week. Bill has.
You say some of these teams righted the ship. I mean, this is the last 3 weeks, like all of a sudden the Lions are good. I'm supposed to believe that they're going to be good for the rest of the year. They're favored by one. And I'm supposed to believe the Vikings just stink. That's what, well, you know,
The Raiders have won 3 in a row. The Lions are starting to win, but I'm not going to say the Lions.
I know. What does that mean, though?
Yeah. I mean, look, the Lions never righted a ship. The Lions ship is in the same direction.
I love the Raiders tonight, but then I'm just like, those fucking assholes are going to go back to who they were.
They're playing a bad Rams team, though. I don't know. Well, you have the pick of the litter.
How can the Rams be that bad, Paul?
Dude,
how can they be that bad? They just won the fucking Super Bowl. How could they be that bad?
You want to know why?
I stayed away from that game. I don't like it.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Cooper Kupp catches 11 passes a game, and he's out. And he did that last year when they won, too. Without that guy, dude, it's just a different team.
You're telling me in 2022, if you lose one white wide receiver, you go from winning the Super Bowl to being fucking 3-8 or whatever the fuck they are? I'm supposed to believe that.
Dude, yeah. I mean, the
yeah,
guy catches
this time
11,
around. This time
the guy
around,
catches
yeah.
11, 12 passes a game for like 130 yards, and he's like uncoverable.
Oh, he's an animal. The guy's a yeah, fucking animal. I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying. I mean, were they throwing it to him all last year?
That is funny. If you pointed him out in a bar, and you're like, you see that dude? Yeah, that guy's the reason the Rams are bad. He'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
I know, he's like my height.
He's playing darts with a beer in his hand. You're like, that guy? Yep, it's an even number.
Right, so I got first pick this week.
You got
Paul,
first
I'm not
going
to lie to you. I am flailing.
Dude, you're flailing. Down 2 games.
I don't know who anybody is. I don't know who's shot. I don't know who's not. I'm going to go back to something I liked early this year, which is Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. I know it's a rivalry and whatever. But Joe Mixon's coming back. He's off the concussion protocol. Deshaun Watson's still shaking off the cobwebs of being in that jerk-off shop. I'm going to take the fucking Bengals. Laying 5.5, Paul. I don't like 5. I would have loved 4.5.
I'm not going to lie. That was a pick I was going to take. It's a great pick. It's a W. All right.
Why do you jinx me like that?
All right.
Well, no, why do you jinx me like that? Why do you call me up in the first quarter and say your bet looks great? I never do shit like that to you.
It wasn't the first quarter. I didn't think it's the end of the game.
You guys gave Aaron Judge all that money. I didn't call you up and say, what the fuck are you doing?
I'll be honest with you, dude. I don't know if I like that. Dude, $360 million for a guy that's been hurt a lot. It's a lot. Hey, I'm glad he's here.
Dude, that's
going to
be like one of those. You guys can afford it. The Knicks with Allen Houston, that hurt him. Oof. The Yankees can afford to pay some giant fucking 6 years if he's on the bench with a swollen ankle.
All right, I'm gonna pick one.
Dude, we lost Xander Bogaerts to free agency. Yet another guy we got nothing for.
Where'd he go?
San Diego. They're fucking stacked.
Oh, dude, San Diego is putting all the chips in.
San Diego Super Padres. Good fam. Get out there and, they're not gonna fucking pay you. Leave.
Dude, I got fucking water coming up on the floor here. It's like, have they figured out, they can't figure out how to make the fucking basement not get water. I got water coming up from the tiles where I'm sitting right now. I got water in this room right now. I got water.
It's a sign. Pick the Dolphins. I hope somebody picks the Dolphins.
That was actually.
Oh, wait, no. Paul said they righted the ship, and all of a sudden he's out on the open seas.
I'm going to tell you something, dude. I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers -2 at home against the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens. I know it's a kind of a rivalry, but I think this kid, Kenny Pickett, this quarterback of the Steelers, has got two back-to-back good games. They're home. It's only 2 points and no Lamar Jackson. If that doesn't – look, who am I – if that doesn't do it, I don't know what does it. So I'm going to take that game.
Well, the Ravens got that kid from Utah that their coach is saying would be a starting quarterback somewhere else, Paul.
The two Utes
that beat fucking USC and allowed Ohio State to back in ass first into the fucking playoffs.
Bill, who was that actor? Bill, who was that actor who said, did you say Ute? He played Thurman
Fred
Munson.
Fred Gwynn.
Not Herbin
Fred
Munson.
Fred Gwynn.
Okay. Fred Gwynn. He was great, that guy.
He's an incredible actor.
I don't know why. It's your
all
go.
All right, Paul. Well, you know something? All right. I like Sneaky Pete Carroll.
You love
Seattle
that team.
Seattle Seahawks -4 against the Panthers. I don't know why they're only -4. I looked up to see if there was any injuries or something. Why are they only -4? They just got rid of fucking Baker Mayfield. I mean, Paul, they're a team in flux.
You know what? You don't want me to jinx you, so I'm not going to say
two of your first two.
No, I've said I'm going to be a friend. I'm not going to use. You don't want me to jinx
you. You can jinx me all you want. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm just joking.
I actually love both of your picks. All right.
I'm trying to find my charger here.
Bill loves the Seahawks like I go with the Colts or Packers.
It's not true. I've laid off them for a few weeks, but I do love a great coach. You know, no matter, I mean, Pete Carroll figures out a way to get it done. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to be a gentleman. He figures out a way to get it done. He's got a pumping crowd noise, whatever the fuck he's got to do. I like Geno Smith. You know? Whoever the fuck their quarterback is.
This is a weird one. Dude, why are the Vikings and Lions a 1.5 line? That's just weird to me, dude. The Vikings are like one of the best teams in football until like a week ago.
And they had a couple of bad weeks, and the Lions have a couple of good weeks. That's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, I'm supposed to believe that the Lions are the new Lions and the Vikings are now what? There's something going on. I tried to look up injuries or something on that one.
All right, I'm going to do Paulie's going to throw a curveball here. I'm going to take – you ready for this? I'm going to take the New York Jets getting 10 in Buffalo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why thank you?
Because the Jets pick off – the Jets picked off the Bills more than anybody this year, or Josh Allen in general, and that's too high.
That's a heavy line for a good defense.
Yeah,
I think it's
law.
A heavy line for a good defense, and it is a rivalry. It's 10 points. I mean, the Jets could also get blown out, but I just like the points. I like the points with their defense and this quarterback that's better than the kid they drafted. So I'm going to take the 10 points with the Jets.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Paul. I haven't been too impressed with the Ravens' defense. Oh, sorry, the Bills' defense. Whoever the fuck they added that free agent to that defense, that fucking lunatic linebacker, I was like, oh, my God, the Bills are going to walk.
Oh, and he's out for the year. He just tore his ACL. He's out for the year. Von Miller's gone.
Oh, God, I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're taking Seattle laying 10, you love to hear it. Well, I hope he recovers soon. I'm going to take the, let's see here. I don't know why, but I'm going to take the New York Football Giants +7.5 versus the fucking Eagles. I just fucking, division rivalry. Giants always play good defense. Eagles had a nice fun time last week against the Titans. They're feeling pretty good going into Christmas. I think they have a couple too many gingerbread cookies and, they let up a late one. And old Freckles gets a win there.
You know what, dude? I didn't know if I was going to take that, and I was thinking about it. I'm glad you did, but you just pushed me to do something. Why not? I'm going to take the Vegas Raiders tonight. Fuck it. 6.5 points. I think they win. They're on a little – you know what? I was a Raider.
I was hoping you're going to take the Vikings and tell everybody to calm down in the Norris.
You know what? I think the Raiders, 3 games in a row, they seem like they're clicking. The Rams are – you talk about flailing. The Rams might even be going for a draft pick at this point, dude. They're 3-whatever. No Cooper Kupp. Prime time for the Raiders. Hey, when I was in fifth grade, the first team I ever played for, I was a Raider, number 27. I'm going with the Raiders tonight. How about that?
All right, I like it. All right, Paul, I was kind of laying off this one, and now I'm coming back around to it. I like the Ravens getting 2.
Head-to-head.
Rivalry. I don't give a fuck that the Steelers had 2 good games in a row. This is still the Ben Roethlisberger hangover. I know Lamar Jackson isn't there, but I like this kid out of Utah. I just like this picture. You know? Sorry. I literally read 2 paragraphs on it. Oh, Paul, this movie's done on Tuesday. That's my Super Bowl. Done. I got three fucking amazing shows this weekend, 3 more next weekend, and then I'm just going to fucking drown myself in bourbon.
Yeah?
I'm coming off the wagon, Paul.
Are you?
Hard.
Nice.
Hard. I'm talking like fucking, who's that guy who drank himself to, no, he didn't drink himself to death, he killed himself.
Or you could just pour yourself a drink.
I'm going to go Ernest Hemingway.
Or you could just pour yourself a drink, sit back.
Oh, look who finally turned his life around fucking 3 weeks ago. And he's acting like the guy that didn't stay up till 6 in the morning on the tour bus.
I know.
Virgin, dude, come home before the streetlights come on. Tomorrow night, you mean?
Dude, is it sad that it took me over 40 years to learn how to eat and drink like a fucking normal person?
What about me? I went 50 years. I couldn't do it. And I finally had to fucking quit.
I like all of our picks. That's it, right? Those are the picks. Yeah. Or I have one more.
You have one more.
It's kind of stupid for us to go head to head if we're trying to beat the book, because that's definitely a loss. What's a push?
Just pick the Ravens and.
That's right.
You got one more.
No, I took the Steelers, the Jets, the Raiders, and I got one more. My fourth and final pick for Week 14. Well, you know what? Bill made it easy taking the Giants off the board, so that I don't have to worry about betting with my heart over there. All right, this is a tricky one, guys. Oh, this is a tricky one.
Are you going to let the Dolphins sit there against the Chargers? The Chargers, Paul.
Here's why. You want to know why?
Hey, when did you become the fucking guy helping the other guy out? I need the help.
I said Dolphins 3 times. I said it earlier.
No, he keeps pushing the Dolphins. Here's why I don't like it, dude. The Chargers are now 6-6, and they're coming off a loss in their home, and they need the game.
Hey, Paul, right, everybody needs a game this time of year, huh?
You know what, dude? How about this? Oh, this is nuts. I'm taking
Oh, he's got the finger going.
I saw something in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I saw something at the end of that game when he came back. Something happened with him and Evans, and I think I liked how the defense played, kept him in the game. They're getting 3.5 points, no Garoppolo. Everybody's high on this new kid who's coming in for Garoppolo. Going, oh, this Purdy kid, he came in, he played great. Fuck that. Tampa Bay is going to fucking run after this kid and blitz him, and I like him getting more than 3 points. So I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Bucs on the road. Road dogs, 3.5 against the favored Niners.
There you go.
I like how you were expecting a big reaction from the two of us, and there was silence, and then he filled it up going, there you go.
I put that, there you go. You guys are like, all right, I don't know what.
With a fucking hand, getting the points. There you go.
Dude, you still fighting all that right, cough? Are you it, still dude. Fighting that cough, dude?
Only when I laugh. I was okay. Like, fucking, dude, whatever I have, it's not COVID. It's not Ebola. It's not the flu. I don't know what it is. I've gotten tested for fucking everything. I'm all just right. Happy it's not shingles.
All right, Bill. Well, now we have one last thing to do.
Oh, now Jesus. Let them fucking Monday night special.
All right.
Christ, can we fucking win this year?
All right. Well, it is your New England Patriots at Arizona Cardinals, and the Patriots are -1.5.
I don't understand. Why are we favorites? We have no fucking offense whatsoever. Our defense is good. We have no offense.
I like
Paul, don't
Mac
make me
Jones.
Do this.
Mac don't Jones going. Mac Jones going. Pass the fucking ball. The running game sucks. I was like, I like that. I like that. Oh, you know, I like that. And you know what? He wasn't. That play call was. He wasn't lying, dude. I liked it.
Matt Patricia. He's been getting a lot of criticism just in general for his choices, we'll say. As far back as the Lions go, when he was with Detroit, people weren't happy with him there. They thought it was a mistake.
Nothing that happens in Detroit counts. It's a family-owned fucking team. Everybody goes out there. Everybody goes out there and fails. Who's the last person that went out there and fucking did well?
Hey, Bill, as far back as I could remember, we always pass the ball. Goodfellas, nothing. All right. There you go. There it is. What is it? There you go.
I just got a clip I have to watch on this fucking goddamn thing. It's never going to end. Movie's never going to end. All right. Let's go.
Well, the under-over is 43.5. The line is 1.5.
I mean, if I take my heart out, but I say Arizona and the under. Wait, is Kyler Murray playing? What the fuck's going on with the Cardinals?
Kyler Murray is playing.
Kyler Murray's playing. He's a pain in the ass.
They stink. Andrew, what's their record?
They stink so bad that they're 1.5 point dogs at home against an anemic offense. Paul, dude, help me out with this one. You're seeing it, Paul. You've gone 6-2. I've gone 2-6. This is a tale of two gamblers here.
Cards are 4-8. Pats are 6-6. But
the Cardinals don't have it, dude. Belichick's gonna win the game. That kid number 9 you guys got's unreal. He's unreal, dude. That kid. Yeah, I like the fire in Mac Jones saying like, "What the fuck are we doing? Let's go."
We'll take the Pats with the points. We'll say they'll let Matt throw it. Mac's going to throw one. All right. What else does BetMGM let us do at this point to try to win a fucking Monday night special? You can't pick a starting quarterback to throw a touchdown.
Wait, so no, we got it. You got Mac Jones throwing one, Patriots to win by 2. And what do you think under over? The under over has been a lot of our Achilles heel. 43.5.
We zig when we should zag. And what is it?
It's 43.5.
Bill Belichick doesn't win shootouts. So if he's going to win, he's going to fucking hold them. and we don't score any fucking points. I'd say the under. Okay. That's what makes sense.
You want to tease it up a few?
What?
You like tease it to like 47 or something if you want to be safe.
Can we?
How do you tease it?
It'll change the odds a little bit, but you just you'd be making the bet at a different line.
You're selling me a car right now. That's what you're doing. You're going to give me $4,000 for this hunk of shit? Absolutely. I'm just going to add $4,000 to the fucking price tag.
No, you know what? His gut was that I like his I like your reasoning. I like your reasoning. Belichick, if Belichick's in a fight, they're not going to put up a lot of points. I like that. Let's go under. Mac Jones to throw one. And the Patriots to win the game by two.
All right, I'm riding Versi. I'm on the Versi train right now.
So right.
What'd you say when you finished your big thing?
I go.
What'd you say?
There you go. It was either there you go or that's right or something. I don't know.
There you go.
Because you guys were just silent. I gave this good reasoning and you guys just stared at me. I go, there you go.
No, you gave like a halftime speech. We should have been running out of the fucking locker room ready to play. We just sat there. You're like, there you go.
All right, everybody. Well, this has been Anything Better NFL edition preview for week number 14. Those are our picks. That's our Monday night special. Mac Jones to throw one. Patriots to win -1.5 and under 43.5. How do you get the BetMGM app?
And there you go.
Download the BetMGM app. Use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R. Put as little as $10 in and bet up to $1,000 risk-free. All you got to do, download the app. Use bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R. As little as 10 bucks, guys, and they'll match it up to $1,000. Even if you lose, you're gonna get it. So I don't know what you're waiting on. And there you go.
They said a half Greek, half Sicilian couldn't be 500 against BetMGM in December.
Hey.
They said that until they met you. And let me tell you something, kid. I didn't believe you. I didn't believe in you in September. I didn't believe in you in October. But now, I believe in you more than any other degenerate gambler I know.
The kid was 8 games back in week 10. 8 games back in week 10, and I'm over the book. Let's get him again, Bill. Let's get him again.
I'm just trying to keep my fucking nose above the fucking water here.
I'm rooting for Bill. I don't care about the Jimmy the Greek this year. I'm rooting for me and Bill to look at BetMGM and go 2 years in a row.
Well, once they started fucking us on the Monday night special, then it became us against them. That's what happened.
We united as a team. team. All right.
I'm not pulling my weight. So if you fucking cut me, I understand. All right.
All right, man. Go Raiders tonight. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody. Enjoy, well, they're not going to see this until whatever, Saturday. Enjoy your football Sunday. We'll be back for week 15. We hope you enjoyed the last Anything Better regular podcast. We'll be back with that in a week. So there you go. Enjoy. Take care.
The Raiders. All right, we'll see you.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
And remember, guys, to bet, you got to be 21 years of age or older to wager in Arizona, Colorado, D.C., Iowa, Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, West Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789 in Tennessee, or call 1-888-777-9696 for Mississippi. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states were prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.